Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another podcast on BlogTalkRadio.com, Traders Network Live Power Hour. We're going to be talking about the market for the next 30 minutes as we head into the close. I'm also streaming live over on TickerTV/HedgeStreet. Oh boy, what a day it's been in the market. I hopped on VGGL for easy $740 after fees, and oh boy, I was totally wrong. I could have held on and made a hell of a lot more money, but I took my profits quick. I could have made a shitload of cash today, guys, but I took my profits. I didn't think it was actually going to keep going, but it did. It ran into the $4 range. I was in early. I got in around, I think 307, and got out around, 314. I was around 305, got around 314, 315, around that area. And it kept on going. It ran all the way up to $4. I was a little early. I still made cash. I'm not complaining, though. Then I got into BIOC. I traded that pretty well. My broker account crashed, so I had to get on the phone, and I had to trade this over the phone, old school, so I thought I was a gecko. Got on the horn. Yeah, I was actually kind of worried. If I thought the stock would tank, I wouldn't know about it, because this stuff wasn't working correctly, so it crashed on me. So I was screwed, but the broker was nice enough to get me out with a profit. And he didn't actually charge me an extra fee, which that was a nice guy. So maybe I owe him a Christmas card. I don't know. So overall today, he made around $1,250-ish, I believe. Ever what the profit is. It's a nice day. It's a really good way to start the week off. I also have a video that I made, 5 tips to actually help day traders and swing traders. Let me post the link in here. If you're not subscribed to any of my stuff, please just subscribe. Follow me on Twitter. I do that right now. Hedge to Trade. Follow me on Twitter. I post my stuff on there. I don't trade publicly anymore via social media, so you actually want to follow my trades, you actually have to be a member of Hedge to Trading. And you got to be in my trading community. If you're not a member of that, I highly recommend you do. We're calling off serious plays, guys. We're making serious cash. Now, let's have a good time for the next 30 minutes or so before I come back on later tonight for a Q&A. You guys ask me some questions, and I'll help you to answer them. So let's do a little quick scan and see what's going on. Do a new scan so things fresh. And hopefully this isn't crap out on me again. I don't know how many guys actually trade over at a light speed, but I love them to death, but they weren't working too good today. It's a good thing their customer support's unbelievably good. Short Trader has some problems also today. But I guess everybody's having a problem today. It's freaking hackers. Alright. Again today, VGGL is the one that's going huge. Also another play that I love, which is ICLD. That's still up really nice today, up 7% and change. It's still just going huge. I was talking about the second extra trading the stock when it was around $2 a share. So it came up really nice. Another stock I see trending up pretty nice, which is Plug. This literally was in the 230 range pre-market. So clearly It's starting to turn up a little. Do I recommend buying this? No. I actually think the CEO is a joke. I think the company is a joke. But they're going into earnings pretty soon. So you can see a small little earnings run before we get into earnings. And he also has some things, I think, in the coming weeks. On the 19th is a roadshow they're going to be at. So it's possibly something could come out of significance, which I highly doubt it. The stock to pay attention to right now is this stock right here. Is there any news? News. Let's check out level 2 real quick. All right. This stock, or the reason why it's up, did a reverse split. This stock really was around, what, like 60 cents a share? If it made a significant run like this without the reverse split, it might be at $1, maybe $1.25 per share. $2 max. Not close to 5. Definitely not $4.50. So, they have earnings soon. I think the reason why they did a reverse split before the earnings, it's so when the earnings are that bad, when the stock sells off, it's not going to collapse back down below $1. It might settle out around 105, 115 range. And it could build off in there. They also did this so they could raise capital. They can issue new shares and put it into the market. Because there's no shares out there. All the shares that came in the last 5 days, oh, that's pretty much the float. They're going to issue new shares, of course. They're probably going to do a raise capital. After the earnings are bad, they're going to probably raise capital, which just stacks up big enough so they can just sell off huge chunks, probably a private placement deal. And so they'll call up somebody like me on the phone, like, hey, listen, I need to finance. I got some convertible notes. What can you do for me? And something like that. Which most of you guys don't know too much about that stuff. I could do a webinar on it. I actually finance a lot of small public companies. You just don't know about it because I'm not out there talking about it. I have a lot of paper companies. Like Tino, T-I-N-O. A lot of companies. Some deals are good, some deals are bad. It just depends on the company, how they want to work it. The CEO of Plug is on the board of directors on this company right here. This possibly could be a chance of him jumping ship. That's what it looks like to me, guys. So earnings are coming out. People are going to be running for the door to sell out of this just because this is just fabricated prices. They're just here because of the reverse split. They actually didn't gain this. It was just kind of given to them. I'll watch out, guys. This is definitely not a stock to be buying right now. This stock is short, which we have a short webinar.